Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at a few of the upcoming transits of the week. I'm just doing a brief preview because I'm actually going to be out this week for a few days. Some of you know I've mentioned in the past couple of months that I have a surgery that I have scheduled for tomorrow, so appreciate your prayers and thoughts. It's not a big deal. It's kind of a routine thing that I have to have done, but it's always a little scary when you have the anesthesia, you know? So at any rate, I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to recover. They said a couple of days. So I hope to be back by Wednesday at the latest Thursday this week recording. So I'm making this on Sunday just as a way of giving some people a few things to think about for the week ahead. And I'm going to put the chart up on the screen and just give you what's on my mind the first couple of days of the week. First of all, one of the big events of this week is the ingress of Mars into the sign of Capricorn. So you will see that Monday, January 24th, Mars is now getting into Capricorn and is co-present with Venus. I like the fact that Mars and Venus are getting together. When they are co-present, there is a lot that we start working out. The potential for the resolution of conflicts, for tensions to be both felt, but also relaxed and eased and softened, is one of the great promises of this transit. I love it that it's happening just as Venus is getting ready by the end of this month to turn direct. Feels like a constructive, peaceful, compromising, resolution-driven energy is about to start coming through with an exalted Mars in Capricorn, who frankly, as much as it can be very competitive and driven, is also, if winning means finding a peaceful resolution, Mars in Capricorn is going to be all about it, because ultimately, Mars in Capricorn is not afraid to make compromises or sacrifices and diplomatic resolutions with other people if it means moving the ball down the field. So I like this as practical, constructive, starting to look at tensions, but also find resolutions to them. The other thing that I love about what's coming up this week is Mercury backing into Capricorn and going into a conjunction with Pluto. Hopefully I will be back by midweek talking about this transit in a little bit more depth, but it doesn't happen all the way until Saturday of this week. So I will probably address this at the end of the week. But important thing to note here is that Mercury with Pluto is about excavating that deeper hidden content, whether that's in our mind, relationships, at work. It's about discovery. It's about investigation. It's about going deeper and understanding things that exist or have existed beneath the surface. It's a moment of the release of pent-up energies. Could very well constitute some kind of reversal or correction. Remember that the retrograde started out with Mercury closely conjoined with Saturn, but then backing up. At the same time that Mercury-Pluto conjunction is happening, I mentioned this last week, the Sun is going to be hitting a square to Uranus. That's by the end of this coming week. To me, the end of this week is breakthrough city. There's just a feeling of uncovering things that have been concealed, aha moments and breakthrough, individuating, breaking the mold, tensions starting to be eased. Venus is turning direct. I love where this is heading as we also come into a new moon cycle. This is the dark side of the moon, the dark part of the moon by the end of the week. But then if we go forward just a little bit to say January 31st, into February 1st, the new moon comes through, and that new moon is super Uranian. The next moon cycle has innovation, breakthrough, individuation, rebellion, defiance, breaking the mold, eccentricity, and disruption of normalized habits and patterns all over it. But it can be also about structural realignment with a heavy dose of Saturn still in the mix with the square to Uranus too. So I just love after these two heavy retrogrades, all the forward movement and progress that we're seeing. If that doesn't convince you, roll it forward just a little bit more. I'll be talking about this in the astrology of February, but look at what's happening about midway through February. So around the 17th, you see Jupiter starting to come into a sextile with Uranus. Jupiter-Uranus sextiles, very harmonious, expansive, original. There's that this feeling of opportunities being seized and interesting eclectic ideas being acted on and visions and progress and hope and sort of defiant optimism. And so I really overall, and at the same time that that's coming through, look at what else has happened. Venus and an exalted Mars coming together in a conjunction. So just that feeling of like reaching a place where different kinds of tensions or difficulties, you're starting to receive insights. You're starting to receive the forward momentum to move ahead with something that maybe has been a little stuck or has been like a work in progress, finishing things that have been holding you back. So in general, my impression that I wanted to leave everybody with at the start of this week while I'm MIA for a little bit is just, hey, look, this is, we're at a pretty nice turning point with a lot of the astrology coming up, especially coming out of some of the heaviness of the Venus retrograde, the Saturn Uranus square, a lot of heavier stuff at the end of the year and to start the year. And there's some break in the action right away, a cloud, the clouds break open, the sun kind of starts shining through a bit. There's still some heavy lifting to do with Saturn so prominent with the new moon coming up in Aquarius. But this kind of realignment and adjusting of long-term plans and new ideas and solutions presenting themselves, probably still a lot of practical hard work coming, but that Mars and Capricorn's willing to sort of put the grunt work in and make changes that are substantive, that require patience and discipline. So just generally speaking, I like where everything's heading right now. I'm excited about the astrology in the next couple of weeks ahead, in the next, say, month ahead in general. Aside from that, stuff that we will also be catching up on generally, let me just look at my list here. Venus stationing and turning direct, Mercury going back through the conjunction with Pluto. We'll probably get to that later on in the week. I'll be doing my horoscope, probably catching back up with horoscopes for February, though it depends on how I'm at in my recovery, if I'll take that on or not, because it's a pretty big project. I just want to make sure I'm feeling all right. I'll definitely be doing the astrology of February, for sure by the end of this next week, if I'm feeling better. So I'll be doing that and looking at some other stuff. I will have a Bhakti Wednesday video if I'm feeling better as well. But I just wanted to let everybody know at the beginning of the week, so I didn't get a million emails being like, where are you? Where's content? Which always makes me feel so good that, hey, if you look forward to this, that really makes me feel good. I'm glad that there's something in this that means something positive to you. So at any rate, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope to not be laid up for too long. Wish me well. And we'll see you on the flip side. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.